Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 1659, and I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, happy Friday, and welcome to another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I answer your health questions related to fitness, diet and nutrition, and lots more. You send in the questions, and I answer them for you. Now, since last week I talked all about my background and my credentials, I can spare you from that. So we're going to jump right in and hear today's question as we optimize your life. Today's question came via email. Camille writes, I'm currently 16 years old and work out about 6 days a week. My workouts consist of mostly long distance running or other forms of cardio, such as cycling or high intensity interval training workouts. I do cardio for almost all of my workouts, and I'm worried that I'm reaching a plateau in my fitness journey because I use cardio as my main form of exercise. I want to maintain my weight and get stronger. I'm thinking of beginning strength training and using free weights as well as implementing more nutritious foods in my diet and adding more protein into my diet especially to help build muscle. What would you suggest I do and change in my training schedule and my diet in order to achieve my goals of maintaining my weight and growing stronger? Hi Camille, thank you so much for sending in your question. The fact that you've been so consistent with your structured activity is fantastic. It's not easy to maintain that type of consistency. Plus, the fact that you've been able to maintain these sort of intense workouts is really impressive too. Now, based on your goals of maintaining your body weight while getting stronger at the same time, there are some modifications I would suggest. First, when it comes to diet, you're correct that eating a balance of nutritious foods is important. A great initial goal is to aim to consume 5 to 9 combined servings of whole or minimally processed fruits and vegetables each day. Now, you may have thought I was going to discuss protein first. Well, here's the thing. Consuming 5 to 9 combined servings of fruits and vegetables each day will help you reach your goals. When it comes to vegetables, they're all great for the body, but in the US, we tend to stick to just the same 4 or 5 vegetables pretty consistently. These would be foods like potatoes, corn, peas, carrots, and broccoli. This means we're going to get bored, first of all, and we're missing out on a whole bunch of other vegetables that also provide important nutrients. And the best part is, when we combine fruits and vegetables from different sources, they become superpowered in a way. The nutrients from one enhances the nutrients in another. Specifically, if you can consume dark green leafy vegetables and red and orange vegetables, that would be ideal. So if you usually choose a russet potato as your vegetable, swap it out for a sweet potato. Instead of peas and corn, try spinach and arugula. Now, you also mentioned protein, and I'll get to that. The American College of Sports Medicine recommends that in order to grow and maintain muscle, most active individuals should aim for about 1.2 grams of protein per kilogram body weight. Now, this does require that we perform a bit of extra math, since here in the US, we don't measure our body weight in kilograms. But we can use a shortcut. We could say that most active individuals can aim for about 0.6 grams of protein per pound of body weight. So, let's say an active person that wants to grow and maintain their muscle weighs 125 pounds. If we want to know how much protein they should consume each day, we can multiply 125 pounds by 0.6. If we did that math, let me punch that into my imaginary calculator, we would end up with 75 grams of protein. That means a 125-pound active person should aim to get about 75 grams of protein per day. Now, how do you know whether you're actually getting enough protein each day? Well, there are free apps that will actually track your food intake and tell you. But I'm going to use my psychic abilities and guess that you're probably getting enough protein each day. Now, how could I possibly know that? Well, based on studies, we find that most Americans consume plenty of protein each day. The exceptions to that rule would be those that follow a vegan lifestyle and those with certain underlying conditions, like those with kidney disease or active gastrointestinal disease. So I'm guessing protein intake is probably not an issue for you, Camille. Next, when it comes to managing weight, we need to think about your daily calorie needs and whether you're meeting those needs. Since you want to maintain your body weight, you're going to want to try and consume about the same number of calories as you're burning most days. Now, you can find an online calculator to guesstimate your calorie needs. These types of calculators will ask about your age, your current body weight, your height, the gender with which you identify, and your current activity level. Then, you would try and eat the recommended number of calories based on this calculation. But there's a simpler way to go about it. Instead of tracking all of this, just try to eat when you're hungry, then stop when you feel satisfied. When it comes to exercises for muscle growth, I would recommend a slight change to your workout routines. Now, I would consider shifting your focus from doing a little less cardio and adding in some strength training twice a week in place of that. The American College of Sports Medicine recommends that if you want to build muscle strength, then you want to incorporate some resistance training. One of the best ways to build muscular strength, as opposed to something like muscular endurance training, would be to find weights that you can lift only 3 to 5 times. Again, that means the weight is so heavy, you can't really lift it more than 5 times. But if you're brand new to weight training, I wouldn't recommend starting out by lifting heavy like this. Instead, I would consider starting with lighter weights that you can lift 8 to 12 times, making sure your form is perfect each time. This will help set you up for a strong foundation for a lifetime, hopefully, of injury-free muscular training. I would highly recommend finding an experienced and certified health professional, like a trainer, that can show you how to perform exercises perfectly. As you become more experienced, you can incorporate heavier weights to help you increase your muscular strength. So basically, your recipe is 5 to 9 combined servings of fruits and vegetables each day. Don't worry too much about protein because you're probably getting enough as it is. And find a certified health professional that can help you build that perfect form so you can start lifting heavier weights. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app.
Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
All right. Thank you again so much for the question, Camille. And remember, if you want to send me a question, you can send one directly to health@oldpodcast.com. Or if you want to send in your audio question, we still take those at oldpodcast.com/ask. Or you can call in your question. The number is 61-I-LOVE-OHD. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for listening every day and all the way through. I hope you have a great start to your weekend, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.